All right, friends, it's finally here. It is officially spring, and I hope you are as excited as I am. I am currently 18 weeks pregnant with our fourth and final baby, and I am really excited to finally expand my wardrobe a bit more than just your classic leggings and oversized sweater, which, by the way, worked really well in the first trimester, especially when it was really cold in December and January. But, you know, with the warmer weather on the horizon, the fashion choices get a bit more exciting, especially with a growing belly. And dressing a growing body with an expanding bump comes with its own set of unique challenges. So you're listening to episode 122 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer, and today we're going to talk all about a minimal maternity wardrobe for spring. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. I have a couple of goals for this episode. The first, sort of to like walk you through a spring cleanup and just to give you some ideas of kind of how to like reshape and revamp your closet from the winter time. So that's number one. Number two is sort of to help you piece together a minimal maternity wardrobe. So you're not overbuying, you're not overspending, and you're really going to work with what you have. And then my third is really just to help you feel confident in your own clothes and your own skin. This is a really tough, it can be a really tough period, right? Like you probably feel enormous and you're going to feel even more enormous throughout the end and even in well into postpartum. So, you know, feeling good and being comfortable in the clothing that we have and the clothes, just it's very important, of course. And, you know, pregnancy is definitely no exception to that. So, and I am the first to admit that I think that the second trimester is really tricky because you definitely at this point cannot squeeze into pre-pregnancy pants any longer. You're going to have to accommodate for that growing stomach. Shirts probably don't fit weird. Like everything in your body changes, your bone structure, your muscle mass, all to make way for this baby. And so even some shirts that used to fit you really beautifully in your shoulders or in your breast area, like probably it doesn't work anymore. So it's a whole overhaul. It's very disorienting, especially the first time if you're a first-time mom. This is my fourth time around the block, so I kind of have an idea of what to buy, what not to buy, and just kind of how to dress it. So I'm sort of hoping to kind of like guide you out of that weird gray zone of like, is she getting kind of chunky or is she pregnant? Okay, so let's get into it. So as I mentioned earlier, all of winter, I basically just like lived in my new beloved Athleta leggings and an oversized sweater. And I thought that was just really comfortable and just really great for concealing a growing bump, especially when I wasn't quite ready to share our news. And since this is the fourth pregnancy, I basically started showing as soon as we conceived. Like I feel like my uterus just like popped out as soon as like that baby was conceived. So yeah, like oversized sweaters was a really fantastic staple. But the weather is getting warmer and I'm really excited about it. So, you know, it's time to kind of like rethink what's going to be like the daily staple. And I decided I did not want to purchase anything specifically maternity, like unless it's absolutely necessary. And between my last three pregnancies, I should have enough clothing between what I already have and in my maternity bins to really help get me through August, plus a couple of postpartum months on the back end. And you know, a lot of folks, it's surprising how many people have made such annoying comments about how much it's going to suck that my final weeks of this pregnancy will be during the hottest and stickiest time of the year. But honestly, I don't mind at all because this will be my third summer birth and it's really not that bad because cotton maxi dresses are life-giving, which I definitely want to talk about in greater detail in a little bit. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the method for a spring closet cleanup. And so here's my step-by-step process. So at the start of spring, sort of like for the last couple of weeks, I've been slowly doing this, but really this week I'm kind of diving in. At the start of spring, I like to reevaluate my closet from top to bottom. I'm talking like literally everything that lives in my closet, from socks, underwear, leggings, shirts, like literally anything that's in my closet, I'm going to go through. And I'm going to pull out anything that has thick, heavy winter materials. Spring in the Midwest can be tricky, and the weather can swing both ways up to about 30 degrees from one day to the next, which is wild. Like it was literally 80 degrees a couple of days ago, and then the next day it was like 32. It's insane. So it doesn't mean that I need to pack up everything winter, but it does mean that I need to add in some hot weather items into the rotation. But I'm going to comfortably know that I can start packing away wools and cashmeres and heavy turtlenecks, like fleece-lined tights, thick fabrics, like those deep fall and winter colors. And a good rule of thumb for spring is layers, of course. Like layers are awesome. But with that said, like any piece that screams fall or winter is just going to get packed away. And I know that some people are fine and happy to just go ahead and shift it over to like one side of their closet or the back of their closet, or don't move it at all and just like pick around that. And that's totally fine. But for me, I really only want to see what I can wear currently. And that includes packing away a lot of transitional pieces, because again, if I won't be able to wear it comfortably, I do not want to see it. And I don't want an item taking up valuable space in my closet. It's so much easier getting dressed with a smaller wardrobe to choose from. So I'm going to toss out literally everything onto my bed that is winter. And like I said, just isn't going to work for this season. And that also includes pieces that are okay for spring and summer, but I know that I cannot fit into, right? Like, just because I am not the same size I was 18 weeks ago. It's just a fact. It's just, you know, whatever. It is what it is. So I'm going to remove all of that clothing, and I'm going to sort it into two different piles. The first one is keep in store for next winter and fall. The second one is to donate or sell, right? And I do recommend keeping your donate sell bag close by, because we are definitely not finished with it. But if you're pulling out an item from fall and you're like, you know what? I didn't love it. I didn't really wear it. This wasn't really my style, or this didn't fit comfortably, or whatever, whatever. Like, if you have a feeling you're probably not going to reach for it next fall or winter, you might as well just get rid of it now and just toss it in the donate sell bag. Like, there's no point in keeping items you're not totally in love with. And that's like a whole tangent for another day. But let's just move on. So from there, I pull out my spring summer items that have been tucked away the last 6 months, in addition to the bin of maternity clothes that has not seen the light of day for about 2 years. And the process repeats. I'm going to dig through the spring or summer bin, what's going to work, what are non-maternity items that can accommodate a growing stomach. You know, I know that I cannot fit into my beloved jean shorts, so those are just going to get packed away for next spring and summer. And hopefully, you know, I lose enough baby weight where that'll work. But I know that I can wear my olive green linen pull-on shorts. So that is going to go back in my closet. Some tops will be questionable, but loose and flowy is definitely a favorable option. And as for the maternity bin, anything that's in a fabric that's just too heavy or too thick or too warm, or the wrong seasonal colors, so that'll either get stored away for the next pregnancy, but for me personally, in my case, this is our last pregnancy, so it's just going to go straight into the donation bin. And of those seasonally appropriate maternity items, again, like anything that jumps out to me as like a yuck, why did I save this from a prior pregnancy? That's also going to go straight into the donation bin. And again, anything that, you know, you guessed it, doesn't spark that joy is just going to head to the donation bin, because why are we filling our closet with items that you know you're going to pick over? What's so funny, and I tell people this all the time, a lot of people ask me like, what's my favorite thing to cook? Like what do I have, like a large variety of things that I like to cook? And I always tell them the same thing, that like at the end of the day, people want the same comfort foods over and over and over again. And of the families that I used to personal chef for, they would rotate through maybe 10 to 15 meals. And the same is true with clothing. If you look at the clothes that you do, if you look at your laundry basket, and the clothes that you keep coming back and back and back in your laundry cycle, those are the clothes that you wear and grab for. And the rest are just kind of filler pieces that maybe occasionally you'll grab for. Like, people are the same with their food and their clothing. Like, they just want items that are comfortable and cozy and homey, right? So like things that make people feel good, and having such a large variety, like, it can be fun, I guess, but at the end of the day, like, you're just going to continue to grab the same handful of outfits over and over again. So again, that's just like my long-winded way to say, for like, don't keep things in your closet that you don't absolutely love and don't feel good. So part B of that is that you should really try on clothing, because you might be surprised. Like, there have been a lot of times where I kept something from last season because I really did love it, but then I put it on like the next season and like something shifted, or it doesn't quite like hit my body the right way anymore, or I don't like the way it feels, or like the texture is a little off, or like you just never know. So I do highly recommend trying things on, and just making sure that like it fits well, especially if you're pregnant, because again, things are going to fit very different than they would if you were not pregnant. Okay, so number four, we're still not ready to shop or purchase for anything new. Now we need to lay out everything that we're keeping for the upcoming warmer months, and we're going to piece together what we already own. So we're going to make sure that we've tried on all of the items that we know we're going to keep, make sure we like the way they fit, feel, look, just all of it, right? Do you like the way you look in the mirror when you wear this shirt? And I will say that, like, when I talk about our wardrobes, we need like literally everything. Pajamas, socks, even underwear needs to be reevaluated. Like, I cannot fit into my underwear comfortably anymore. And I definitely will not be able to until several months postpartum. So that underwear, I'm either going to throw it away, or I'm going to just store it for like down the road when I'm postpartum, because I do not want anything taking up valuable space in my sock and underwear drawer. Another example of that is, like, I realized that I cannot wear the spring and summer pajamas that I have prior because my waist size is nowhere near what it was 18 weeks ago. So my spring and summer pajamas, my beloved little sleepies that I love so much, it's just going to get stored for next spring and summer, and that's okay. Luckily, I had two pairs of maternity/postpartum pajamas. So those are now living in my pajama drawer. There was a period a couple of weeks ago where I was like, you know what? I should treat myself to a new pair of little sleepies in like a larger size so I can wear it throughout the rest of my pregnancy postpartum period. And I decided, you know what? I'm not going to do that until I go through all of the clothing that I have in my closet, between like what's hanging there and what I have in my bins. And thankfully I didn't, because that would have been like a complete waste of $50-something, because lo and behold, I have two pairs of maternity pajamas already that I completely forgot about until I went through all of my bins. So, okay, that is like a little side tangent. So I wanted to also talk about just sort of like my ideal spring wardrobe for this specific time period. So again, spring can be very temperamental here in the Midwest. We get really cold days still, so I'm not packing away all of my sweaters. I'm going to keep about two or three of my favorite sweaters. I'm going to keep two button-downs, long-sleeve button-downs. I'm going to keep one cardigan that I love for layering, and I'm going to keep one pullover sweatshirt, which I think I can get a couple more months of life out of before my stomach is like way too big for it. I'm going to keep all of my leggings in rotation, because like, why not? And I'm going to keep a pair of jeans. I have a pair of like larger size jeans that I keep for pregnancy. And then when my stomach is a little too big and it's a little too uncomfortable, which I will admit is today, like I think today I'm wearing these particularly like larger Madewell jeans that I love. They're about two or three sizes larger than my normal size. Today is the last day. Like I cannot button them comfortably anymore. So I'm going to pack them away for postpartum period. You know, there's like a couple months where you like can't quite go either way. Like you're too small for your like maternity jeans, but you're too big for your old jeans. So anyway, like yes, that's like a whole other situation. But I do have a pair of maternity jeans that I'm going to swap these out for actually today. I'm glad we're talking this out. I'm going to keep a fitted dress, one that's like a sweater-y material, and then one that is like a nice, like easy cotton material. Fitted dresses are really great. I feel like it's like a really fun way to like kind of show off the bump. And then I actually splurged this year and bought myself two new nap dresses. They are my absolute favorite dresses in the entire world. It is 100% cotton. It has like a nice stretchy top to accommodate for like a growing chest. Also the stretchy top means they're very breastfeeding friendly. And it's like very flowy. It's long. It kind of hits like mid calf. It is amazing. My absolute favorite things. I lived in them pretty much every summer, but especially when my younger son was born two summers ago, it was like an absolute staple. So the new nap dresses, finally, they included pockets. That's like a new addition to the nap dress. So yes, I splurged. I treated myself to two new pairs. So now I have three pairs of nap dresses in my closet, and I'm really excited about it. I live in a pair of white trainers that I wear when we go to the park or the playground, running errands. It's just really comfortable to wear sneakers. And then I also have one pair of camel leather slides to like, you know, dress it up a little bit here or there. So yeah, those are the shoes. And then as far as bags are concerned, I really just rotate through the same two bags all the time. My oversized tote when I'm out and about with the kids, or my small crossbody bag when I'm not. So just keeping really simple, limiting my choices so I'm not spending a ton of time getting dressed or making decisions in the morning. And with all of those pieces, here are sort of like the four outfits that I have on repeat throughout spring, and really even into early summer before it gets too sticky. So number one is that beautiful flowy maxi dress, that cotton nap dress, for the gorgeous spring days, an oversized sweatshirt and leggings for the blustery, like why isn't winter over yet kind of days. Yes, those do extend into June, by the way, because again, the Midwest is crazy. And number three, those maternity jeans with an oversized top, probably just like one of the button downs I had mentioned, for the occasional change up. And then those two fitted dresses for the occasional date night with my husband, which we should do more than we have. We should take each other up on that more than we have been in the past. So yeah, that's kind of it. And then the boys and I have gotten into a really good habit of going to the gym two mornings a week. So of course I have like exercise clothing that's like still working at this stage in pregnancy. There's going to get to a point where like I need to figure out another top situation. But for now, I'm just doing like my standard exercise tops. And the last couple of items that I have are just some oversized t-shirts, just standard like black, white, striped, whatever, to kind of just like, you know, throw on over a pair of jeans or just to keep it kind of casual. And then again, like layering it up with a cardigan or throwing a button down over it. And then I have had the same overcoats for God, like years and years and years. I have just like a quilted olive, zip up that it's like slightly padded. It's really good in fall and spring. I've had it forever. And then I have a really thin, tan trench coat that I like to wear when it's like kind of rainy and just kind of gross. And of course like rain boots, blah, blah, blah. But you know, again, I've had these for like going on a decade yet now. So I just, you know, they're fantastic pieces. And the only time I will ever replace them is when they are absolutely threadbare and need to be replaced. So that's kind of it. So just again, some really quick, easy maternity outfits for a growing stomach. I might add like another cardigan in there just to have like an additional item. But that's kind of it. I feel very happy and comfortable with what I have. I have a handful of items to run over to Goodwill. And yeah, that's kind of it. I hope you took away a couple of things from this episode. And even if you're not expecting, I hope that this could apply to you too, as a closet cleanup is something that we all cherish and value. And again, with just like a handful of pieces, like I would say less than 20 if you don't include the outerwear, of like trench coats and like the slightly puffer jackets, we're talking like less than 20 items. And I feel like that can last a very, very, very long time through the end of the season. So, all right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next week.